gentlemen, it is showtime!
You're listening to the Dirt Racing Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Dirt Racing Podcast. As in this episode, we'll recap the rest of the late model nationals from Friday on. Also have a nice long conversation with Connor from Always Race Day. Looking at Friday night's results, we'll start with time trial. Quick time, the Connor in Group A was the 16 of Tyler Breeding at 17.778. Second to 32, Bobby Pierce at 17.806. Third, the 58 of Garrett Albertson at 17.863. Fourth was the 46 of Earl Pearson at 17.896. Fifth, the 32 of Chris Simpson at 17.912. Sixth, the 44 of Chris Madden at 17.931. Seventh was the 71 of Hudson O'Neill at 18.136. Eighth was the 20 of the Newport Nightmare Jimmy Owens at an 18.173. Ninth, the 25 of Shane Clanton at an 18.176. Tenth was the 11 of Spencer Hughes at an 18.186. 11th was the 3S of the Squirrel Brian Shirley at an 18.196. 12th, the 42 of Jonathan Houston at 18.225. 13th was the 18 of Jace Younghands at an 18.293. 14th was the 22 of Charging Charlie McKenna at an 18.303. 15th, the 7 of Ross Robinson at an 18.304. 16th was the 1 of Tyler Erb at a 18.323. 17th, the 18D of Dalton Wilson at an 18.445. 18th, the 157 of Mike Marler at 18.465. 19th, the 18S of Jesse Sobbing at an 18.588. 20th was the 56 of Chris Speaker at an 18.734. 21st, the 6 of Al Humphrey at 19.030. At 22nd, the 14 of Marie Millard at a 19.951. Group 2 qualifying quick time was the 04 of Tad Postficial at a 17.717. Second, the 39 Tim McCready at 18.222. Third was the 20RT of Ricky Thornton at 18.355. Fourth, the 1 Brandon Shepherd at 18.364. Fifth, the 29 of Spencer Dirks at 18.412. Sixth was the 76 of Brandon Overton at 18.419. Seventh was the 49 of Jonathan Davenport at 18.439. Eighth, the 7 of Ricky Weiss at 18.451. 19th, the 19. Ninth was the 19R Ryan Gustin at 18.580. 10th was the 22H, the 22 of Daniel Hustleback and at an 18.623. 11th, the 8 of Kyle Strickler and 18.691. 12th to 99 junior Frank Heckenish. And an 18.706. 13th was the 15 of Justin Duty. And an 18.751. 14th to 51 of Matt Furman. At an 18.776. 15th, 1X of Aaron Merchant. And an 18.805. 16th was the 2 of Stormy Scott. And 19.080. 17th, the 33 Nick Moroff. And an 18.094. 18th was the 14. Dustin Walker. And a 19.352. 19th, the 53, or the 93 of Chad Simpson. And a 19.614. 20th was the 10 of Junior Coomer. And a 20.859. And 21st, the 40B of Kyle Bronson, no time. Heat races took the top four. Here's the way your winner was Hudson O'Neill, second Tyler Burning, third to Chris Simpson, fourth and final chance to Brian Shirley. They were followed by fifth Shane Clanton, sixth Chase Younghands, seventh Garrett Albertson, eighth Jesse Sabi, ninth Ross Robertson, tenth Dalton Wilson, and 11th to Al Humphrey. Heat race two went to Bobby Pierce, second Jimmy Owens, third Earl Pearson, fourth and final transfer Spencer Hughes. They're followed by fifth Tyler Erb, sixth Chris Madden, seventh Charlie McKenna, eighth Reed Millard, ninth Mike Marler, tenth Jonathan Houston, and 11th to Chris Speaker. Heat race three went to Jonathan Davenport. Kyle Strickler was second, third Ricky Thornton, fourth and final transfer Spencer Dirks. Fifth went to Tad Potfischl. Aaron Merchant was sixth, seventh Chad Simpson, eighth Justin Diddy, ninth Nick Moroff, tenth Kyle Broughton, 11th Ryan Gustin. Heat race for number four, Daniel Hasselbeck. Hasselbeck was your winner, second Brandon Overton, third Frank Heckenish, fourth and final transfer Tim McCready. They're followed by 5th Brandon Shepard, 6th Ricky Weiss, 7th Stormy Scott, 8th Matt Furman, 9th Dustin Walker, and 10th Junior Coomer. The B main number 1 went to Chris Madden, 2nd Garrett Albertson, 3rd Chase Younghands, 4th and final transfer Tyler Erb. They were followed by 5th Dalton Wilson, 6th Charlie McKenna, 7th Reed Lamard, 8th Jesse Sobbing, 9th Jonathan Houston, 10th Al Humphrey, 11th Ross Robertson, 12th Mike Marler, and did not start, credited with 13th Shea Clanton and 14th Chris Speaker. B main number 2 went to Ricky Weiss, 2nd Brandon Shepard, 3rd Tad Potfischl, 4th Aaron Merchant was the final transfer, followed by 5th Justin Diddy, 6th Mark Moroff, 7th Matt Furman, 8th Dustin Walker, 9th Junior Coomer, 10th Chad Simpson, 11th Stormy Scott, did not start, 12th Kyle Bronson, and 13th Ryan Gustin. Your main event, Bobby Pierce, your winner, second Ricky Thornton, third Chris Simpson, fourth Brandon Overton, fifth Tyler Burning, sixth Ricky Weiss, seventh Hudson O'Neill, eighth Jonathan Davenport, ninth Tim McCready, tenth Jimmy Owens, 11th Brian Shirley, 12th Earl Pearson, 13th Spencer Hughes, 14th Brandon Shepard, 15th Garrett Albertson, 16th Kyle Strickler, 17th Tad Potfischl, 18th Chase Younghands, 19th Chris Madden, 20th Spencer Dirks, 21st Frank Heckenish, Daniel Hasselbeck was 22nd, 23rd Tyler Earp, and 24th Aaron Merchant. Then Saturday night got rained out and moved to Sunday. We'll start with the big cars first. Their B main went to Tyler Erb, second Daniel Hasselbeck, third Ross Robertson, fourth Justin Duty, Fifth, Dalton Wilson. Sixth, of all transfer, Matt Furman. Seventh was Andrew Kosicki. Eighth, Chad Simpson. Ninth, Al Humphrey. Tenth, Dustin Walker. And 11th, Junior Coomer. And in the 50-lap feature, it was Jonathan Davenport, your winner. Second, Tyler Bruning. Third, Brandon Shepard. Fourth, Ricky Thornton. Fifth, Earl Pearson. Sixth, Ricky Weiss. Seventh, Shane Clanton. Eighth, Spencer Hughes. Ninth, to Brandon Overton. Tenth, to Kyle Strickler. 11th, Garrett Albertson. 12th, to Brian Shirley. 13th, Tyler Erb. 14th, Chase Younghand. 15th, Tad Potfischel. 16th, Dalton Wilson. 17th, Daniel Hasselbeck. 18th, Ross Robertson. 19th, Justin Doody. 20th, to Chris Simpson. 21st, Mike Marler. 22nd, Ryan Gustin. 23rd, Aaron Merchant. 24th, Spencer Dirks. 25th, Tim McCready. 26th, Robbie Pierce. 27th, Hudson O'Neill. 28th, Matt Furman. 29th, Justin Zider. And 30th went to Jimmy Owens. Davenport led 1 through 8. Pierce led 9. Bruning led 10 through 47. And Davenport led 48 through 50. Hard charger was Wilson. And then the Bob Birchman Memorial with the Malvern Bank Super Late Model Series. As they had time trials where everybody made their two groups. The first group, Jason Haney in 76, was your quick timer in 18.986. Second, Kyle Burke, or Breck, at a 19.029. Brad Perdue in 25 was in the third spot at a 19.526. Fourth to 58, Dave Eckridge at a 19.604. Bill Layton at 24 was fifth at a 19.648. Sixth to one, Jake Neal at a 19.735. The 26 junior was seventh to Corey Zider at 19.777. Eighth was the 32C of Chad Holliday at a 20.018. Ninth was the 53 of Andrew Kosicki at a 20.131. Tenth, the 07 of Matt Ryan, 20.426. 11th was Logan Duffy in the 14 at 20.476. And 12th, the 99D, Daryl DeFrance at 20.763. Group 2 looked like this. Jeff Heike was a quick timer at an 18.627. Second was the 99, Jesse Sobbing at an 18.821. Third, the 04 Tad Potsvichel at 19.040. Fourth was the 56 Andy Eckridge at 19.055. Fifth, the 22 Charlie McKenna at 19.136. Sixth, the 43 of Derek Stewart at 19.714. Seventh, the 30 of Todd Cooney at 19.985. Eighth was the 52 Brian Kosicki at 20.023. Ninth, the 32 of Curtis Glover at 20.239. Tenth, the 15C Kurt Schroeder at 25.06. And 11th was the 5S of Jeff Sagebart at 21-231. And the main was 22 laps. Your winner was Jesse Sobey. Second went to Jeff Eike. Third, Jason Haney. Fourth, Bill Layton. Fifth, Andy Eckridge. Sixth, Dave Eckridge. Seventh, Tab Podfischel. Eighth, Todd Cooney. Ninth, Brian Kaczynski. 10th, Kurt Schroeder. 11th, Daryl DeFrance. 12th, Matt Ryan. Jeff Sagebart was 13th. 14th, Derek Stewart. 15th, Andrew Kaczynski. 16th, Curtis Glover. 17th, Charlie McKenna. 18th, Logan Duffy. 19th, Kyle Brack. 20th, Jake O'Neill. 21st, Corey Zider. 22nd, Brad Perdue. And 23rd, Chad Holliday. Breck led 1 through 16. Sobbing led 17 through 22. The hard charger was DeFrance. It just did. Well, race fans, we have a special guest today from the Always 80 Day Racing Podcast. Connor, how's it going?
How's it going, man? Good to be on. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You're the one Sunday that broke the story on moving to 50 laps at the late model nationals.
Yeah, I got a little insider tip there, I guess. I was kind of surprised that was the route they were going to go with. But, you know, I think once you get past 50 on that racetrack during the day, I think it would have only been trouble. So there was already enough attrition, you know, without it too.
Yeah, and that's how I saw it, because I saw the track prep going on and just pulled up my phone.
It was just really dry, man. Like, the sun beat down, you know, I was walking across the track and I was shocked at how it was closer to dirt than mud. And you don't really expect that watching late models at Knoxville. And that's probably why it took an hour and a half to till it and get water into it, and how much track work they did was significant.
Well, the pits, they did significant work beforehand too.
Yeah. And you know, there's no easy way to make up for just kind of a race that, you know, you take from Saturday night to run it Sunday, and then there's rain in the forecast on the way back, and it's supposed to be this massive storm. Like, that's never a good mix.
No. But you talked to some of the drivers. Were they commenting more about the tires? Or?
Yeah, Tim McCready stuck out the most. He wants to be able to run a harder tire. He thinks the tire rules are going to be great for this. I haven't talked to a single late model driver that doesn't like the new tire rules, so I think that's encouraging at the very least. McCready's video did really well because he said that he didn't think it was safe to race on the racetrack. At the time, they had not started doing any track work. They hadn't really told anyone that they were going to do track work, so I think he was kind of under the impression they were going to race how it was. Obviously, they started doing it. He might have, you know, obviously, like, you have the people that will come in and comment and say, like, well, if you don't feel safe, then go home. You can just load up and go home. Well, he's in the middle of a points battle and trying to repeat as defending champion, so the option to go home isn't really something you want to exercise there. But at the end of the day, they didn't race on the racetrack that he thought was unsafe. So basically, they listened to him. I don't think it was a direct result to him doing that interview or anything like that. But, you know, I think a couple of drivers shared the same thoughts. And at least they worked on it as long as they did because it needed it.
Yeah. And then McCready has the bad luck of popping a motor.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's just so much of that going on in late model racing right now. And the only person who doesn't have issues is Jonathan Davenport. It's fun to watch that and how good he's been this season. But yeah, like you said, him, Bobby Pierce, I think Hudson O'Neill pulled in. I think Mike Marler pulled in early. Like, it was just rough all day Sunday.
Yeah, and then the biggest surprise was Tyler Bruning.
Yeah, I hated that for him, man. He wanted to win that race badly. He had a fast car all day long. I don't know if that's, like, your typical Knoxville racetrack we're good buddies with Ricky Weiss, and he's usually on the podium there. He can run really well at Knoxville, and there's just the time in the race where his stuff stopped sticking. And so I was kind of thinking, it didn't rubber down, but it was like everyone was stagnant. So I was kind of thinking with 10 laps, like, all right, this is Bruning's race. He's going to keep extending this lead and go on to win. And then it came to seven, and the second through fourth cars are a little bit closer. Then it came to five laps to go, and all of a sudden Davenport's in second, trying to get up there. And here he comes around the outside, and he's the only one who made the top work at the end of that race. And boom, you know, Davenport goes to victory lane again. You know, you're not really shocked, but you're shocked that that would have been Bruning's biggest win of his career. So I hated that for him, being an Iowa native, and at least he took home 25K. At least second paid a good amount this week.
And then we got to the other race, and I figured more tires would blow in that one than it did.
Yeah, well, they had, and McCready was talking about that, they have a harder tire for SLMR, and that's, you know, a big reason why you didn't see that, and why nothing like that was going to happen. They were running, when they ran hot laps, the reason that the dangers of the track came up and stuff like that from McCready was because in hot laps, the SLMR guys were like 3 laps or 3 seconds faster than the supers. And it's kind of like, you know which class is supposed to be faster, but they were faster because they had different tires on. And for whatever reason, Lucas or Knoxville, and I don't know who, McCready didn't specify who it was. I didn't poke around to ask many people, because it's not really an attack. It's kind of more of a question. Like, I'm not educated in it, but why did you pick that tire when you could have picked a different one? And is the answer specifically Hoosier tire shortage? And are we going to have any other companies working on tires in the future? Because the amount of, you know, shortages, it's like, it gets tiring. Just talking about it, I guess, and sorry to segue and go on a little tangent here, but it gets really tiring when it's like, hey, your logo's everywhere and people are supposed to love you because you do let them race this great sport, but when is the product going to get better? And when are the employees, you know, if you can afford to put your logo everywhere like you do, and you say you can't get anyone to work on things, raise your rate, pay your employees more, get people in the space and get them working. If it's not a supply shortage, then get your employees in there if you're going to blame it on the work shortage. And I've seen them complain too much on social media, and I'm an avid complainer on social media. I just don't agree with how they're doing it. When Jamie Ball and other guys have had, I forget what we kind of ended up naming it, but the little gaps or the holes in the tires where the tread comes off of them, basically de-threaded tires, I don't know. When that was happening and stuff, you know, just seeing how some of those Hoosier representatives kind of expected that to not go on social media and were telling fans to not tweet stuff, it's like, I guess you can tell people to not tweet stuff, but you look kind of stupid doing it. Like, that guy could have flipped, could have cost him money, could have cost him an injury, could have cost him his career. You know, when are we going to figure out that we got to take this a little more seriously?
And it's just not, it's all the racing forms right now. I'm getting sick of tires too.
Yeah, I think NASCAR's issue, at least, are you talking about NASCAR? Is that where you're going with that?
I'm talking just in general.
Okay. Yeah, like at least NASCAR, like the issue, like they know where the issue comes. It comes from the weight of the car, especially at short tracks, and how it sits and how it pushes down on the axle and pushes down on the tire. And that's where the blowouts are coming from. So at least you have like a aspect to start from. Whereas the Hoosier issues seem to be, the tires didn't have enough time to cure because you had a shortage, and now you're just grabbing tires out of there and hoping they're okay. Some batches are made poorly. That was the case of Jamie Ball's, both of his big tire issues were because they were from the same batch and he wasn't going to run the same batch, and he ended up doing that. But it's all like, it's all fluid in what they're doing, and you can't explain why that specific batch was bad, because you don't know who made that batch, but Hoosier does. So when are we going to see some improvements in note-taking to make sure stuff like that doesn't happen again?
You know? I've seen Jamie's tires too, and I'm going, he was lucky.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it stinks. The funny thing is like, I'm good friends with Jamie now. The first, like, I'd talked to him a year or two ago on a couple of different occasions, but I didn't really know him. And then I went up to talk to him after the first tire issue. And then we were shooting the shit after one of the nights of racing in the middle. And then the next time I went to interview him, it was after his second tire issue. And he's like, you got to stop coming up here. The only time you come interview me is when my tires suck, man.
Yeah. Did you happen to see the big fire last weekend on the sprint car side?
I think I was coming back from the Cyhawk game in Iowa City. So my other job, if you don't know me, I write about Iowa State football. So in the fall, Saturday specifically, it's tough to catch everything live. But I obviously saw
on Friday night.
Was it Port Royal? Was that one?
That Port Royal was the first one, and then the one out in California, the one that was scary.
Oh, you're talking this last weekend.
Yeah.
I think I did see the video. I think I saw it for a brief moment, but I can't remember what transpired and everything.
Fuel leak that started it.
Okay. I remember hearing about it, so I don't think – I must have not watched the video.
But we're supposed to have that compression system next year with the fire. Is that going to help or not?
You know, I think so. I think with technological advancements, you can – obviously, they're changing it for a reason, right? Will it solve all the issues? That's a time will tell kind of thing. So, I don't, you know, I'm not usually like this, but I wouldn't feel confident like saying I'm confident about it because I don't know much about fire safety or fuel, or, you know, the dangers of all of that and how it works and everything to say like, yeah, this will help. But I would think that if they're changing it to this thing, that they've done that research and they know what they're getting into now, that should help the issue at hand at the very least.
Then I heard an interesting rumor last weekend that the possibility 2-day World of Outlaws back in April is why the trucks aren't coming.
Oh, for Knoxville?
We get a second World of Outlaws show weekend.
I can't speak on the record about that. I think I might have heard a rumbling, but beyond anything like that, I'm not sure. And I'm not trying to like keep info from you guys to my podcast. You can listen. We're gonna record our episode once I get off of this interview. So if you listen back to that, I promise that won't be something I bring up tonight. I hope that is a thing that happens. Did you see I wrote that column last week on Iowa taking, you know, Iowa's not on any of the NASCAR schedules.
Yes.
And a lot of the comments and some from people that work at Knoxville on our Facebook was that Knoxville is a sprint car track. We don't need those damn NASCARs. And I think there's a lot of false thinking there. I see the U.S. Cellular flag in your background. I love that. Love that right back in the day. There's two different problems with that, because does Knoxville get along all right? Yeah, they do. I think they would get along better with the NASCAR race in terms of hopefully the crowd would be better. I'm going on this thinking with the crowd being a little better, but that's still more people there than you're getting for most weekly shows. It's more eyes on the track than you're getting any week of the year, aside from maybe the Knoxville Nationals, and you'd have to compare Dirt Vision ratings to TV ratings, and I don't think Dirt Vision is beating TV ratings. It's just, you got to pay $300 a year to watch the service. I understand you're pulling from two countries instead of one, but that's still a lot of money to pay to watch it, right? So you're still getting 1 million people. You're getting the most watched event of your season. Not that many people are watching the USAC race there. The USAC race there is also going to be a 5-car big engine show to the front, all the teams that have money who are spending way too much money to be that fast just to win those races. which I always hated. I'd rather see a second World of Outlaws show than a USAC show at Knoxville.
And that's what I've heard that over the weekend. And then how can we get the late model race bigger fan-wise?
I didn't go to Vegas for the Iowa State football game to go to the late model nationals. So was the late model suck shirt partially me that we sell? Yes, I did. I wanted it to say something on the back to denote that we don't just hate late models, but I skipped the Vegas trip to go to late model nationals. And there was a damn good amount of people there. And I think the crowd on Saturday would have reflected the same thing this year. But I think the rain scared so many people away, and the severe weather coming on Sunday scared even more people away. So I think we wait until next year to see that. But, you know, come down to late model nationals. It's late models in Knoxville. It's cool. It's great for 3 days a year. They could put them there 10 days a year and I'd still watch them. It's not crap. And you're in the best dirt racing facility in the country. So what are you going to do? Complain about it? You know, but some people will. I like to complain about outside the box stuff at the very least.
I'm the same way, but I'm just thinking it's right after the Boone and the World 100. So car count was hard.
Yeah. And buddy, I was tweeting about the micro race, the Christopher Bell's Micromania tonight, and he's like, why are you tweeting about a micro race? I've never seen you care about a micro race. And it's like, hey, look at the entry list. And these are the names that stuck out. It was four of them. It was Kyle Busch, John Hunter Nemechek, Christopher Bell, obviously, and Brent Cruz. Those were the four guys on the entire list that I had probably heard of before. And I don't, you know, there might be one or two more that I've heard of that I'm forgetting that I read their name today, but it was four guys. Like, I hate talking about car count because I think if you added 25 slow cars to a 50 car show to make it 75, it doesn't make it better. It's all about the names that did show up. And I think this year the late model nationals had way bigger names than they did last year because Race XR, if you remember, scheduled against Lucas in 2021. And took Bobby Pierce. Obviously, Scott Blomquist didn't show up, but they took Blomquist. I can't remember if Davenport came, and I don't think Overton was there. So I thought they had a good field this weekend, at least. I know, you know, it turns into the same race. They're almost like all in the same league. And I think that's why the money battle gets publicized, because that's basically your only way of figuring out who's the top driver in the nation.
Yeah. And then going back to dirt racing in general, I noticed Marshalltown tried to do Saturday night a deal with Knoxville. Did you see that?
I did not. Educate me on that. I didn't see
it. It was if you went to the World Nationals, you could get and showed this post. It was a ticket for $20 versus $37. But they were trying to get people there. Cool.
Were the World Nationals last week or was it the week before?
It was last weekend, same time too.
Yeah, that's hard to do because you're scheduling against like the last race at Knoxville. I understand people don't want to move. So I've been a big advocate of like move that damn Boone Super Nationals to the first week of college football season, the week after Knoxville wraps up, just because, you know, in my opinion, and I know some people will disagree, the biggest event in the state of Iowa held year-round that isn't the Knoxville Nationals is the Iowa State football game. Some people would argue it's bigger than the Nationals. I don't think it is. But if you have your marquee race at your racetrack on the day of the Iowa State game and you say you got to come over to Boone and check it out, you better hope the Iowa State game's at 11 a.m. and Iowa State doesn't win that thing, because otherwise I won't be at Boone.
Yeah.
But the year that Iowa State plays Iowa at 11 and Iowa State loses, I will figure out a way to get down to Boone for that race if they don't reschedule. I think they should schedule it a different weekend, but I'm bullish on that opinion. I don't think I'll ever change on that one.
It's IMCA's biggest moneymaker.
Yeah, and I think you double the size of people at the very least that want to go and attend and try to watch that race if you have it any other day.
Yeah.
You know, have it Friday. Can you imagine partying in Boone the night before an Iowa State-Iowa game? in that being your biggest race? You know, I don't know. Some people will say high school football, and it's like, well, if you're picking high school football over the Boone Super Nationals, what are you doing with your life?
Everybody needs to see Boone just one time.
Yeah, and I completely agree. That's why I think it's such a loss to racing fans that that's the day they pick for that.
Yeah. And I know there's some shows this weekend.
Yeah, Four Crown at Eldora this weekend. That should be fun. I know they've implemented a couple extra prizes, so I'm looking at that. Shoot, I think there's a USAC show Thursday leading into it. I'd have to pull up my schedule.
Yeah. Tomorrow night's the James Dean, I think.
Yep. Sprint cars and midgets, and then goes into that weekend. And I think Race XR is down in Texas, maybe. Maybe that got rescheduled. I think it got canceled. I didn't delete that. I'm dumb. Jeez.
But I know the final sprint car race, Sprint Invaders, wraps up this weekend too. If you ever been to 34.
Yeah. I love Burlington as a racetrack. I hate they lost their Outlaws date. It's a cool place to watch a race. And I give my buddy Ayrton Jonathan shit all the time because he can't figure out that racetrack to save his life. I love it. I told him we got to rip a sprint car video game. But we usually talk about the PS2 when I'm amped for the new one coming out next week.
Yeah, I already ordered it.
I just officially ordered it. They're not giving it to me early or anything like that. No. I've pissed off too many of them. No, I'm just kidding. I'm excited to play it. It's I will have to. Tuesday is like Iowa State press conference day. So I'm going to go up to Ames like early. I'm going to get all my stuff pre-written as much as I can. Then I'm going to write as much as I can after the press conference ends. And I'm going to get all my stuff done. Then I'm going to play that game for 9.5 hours. And I think we're planning on doing a podcast of like what I think of it, like right away.
Yeah. I bought the gold dust to get the big blocks in the other too.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a grown-up paycheck now, so I wanted to exercise that a little bit. Yeah. I did the same thing. I'm excited of all the licensed tracks on there. I think the fantasy ones could be fun. I hope I don't lose a championship by wrecking at one of the fantasy ones they put in. But I also like that they put those in because, like, when I'm playing the NASCAR game, I just got my PS5, like, almost a month ago now. Yeah. And the NASCAR games, like, I hate that there's no like Phoenix infield, there's no like Texas or Oval.
They used to back in the day.
That's what I mean. Like, I remember playing those as kids and I loved it. And NASCAR just hinted at lightning challenges coming back for NASCAR games. And like that, like, I've shown my friend the lightning challenge from the Talladega wreck just like 2 nights ago. It was like serendipitous that they tweeted that today. It was just like, I remember it being the hardest damn thing. And I looked up a guy doing it on YouTube and he just stayed on the low line and did not touch a single car. And I was so pissed off because there's like so many times I played that. I think I like tried and failed like 65 in a row and got on the 66. But that was like, it brought back like childhood memories. I think games today, should kind of take stuff from our childhoods, younger years, I guess. And build off of them because everyone that's seen or played the World of Outlaws games that, you know, I don't know if they're paying that Jeff dude to do it on YouTube, and I haven't watched his career mode because I want to take it in by myself the first time. I've watched some of these NASCAR Heat ones in Ignition and stuff before I played it, and it kind of ruined like the surprise of it, I guess. So the same thing with that Monster Jam game I've been playing, and like that was so well done.
Yeah.
So I want to play it. Like, I want that to be my first impression. But everyone, like Ross Weiss and other people I've heard that have played the World of Outlaws games, I've not heard anything bad about it. And
I haven't either.
The other thing is, like, we're lucky we're getting a game with real World of Outlaws drivers in it. The game could absolutely suck, and we should feel lucky at the very least.
Yeah.
And the people complaining about it, like, I implore them to go try to play NASCAR Ignition at Bristol Dirt for an hour and see if they get it. Because I played it drunk for like 30 minutes and cannot get the car to go straight. So I wake up, I'm like, how drunk was I last night? And I was like, very sober, apparently, because I can't get the car to go around the racetrack without wrecking.
That game needed a lot of work.
It still does, I think. I hope they completely abandon that and go to whatever engine they use for Heat 5. Or if this World of Outlaws game rocks, then I'm going to be imploring that iRacing buys the company running the NASCAR stuff. Because that's Steve Myers from iRacing with a different podcast, and I think it's just the iRacing House podcast. But I hate that I just use that phrase like it's a house car and a late model. But he was on there talking about that's like the most questions, like his frequently asked questions. That's like the top one is like, are you going to try to get the NASCAR contract? So I think with the people surrounding it and the people that are working on this project and that have done it, I really think that it's going to be hard for this game to suck.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. I'm really, I hope you get to play as Sammy Swindell in the new one, right? With the gold edition. I hope they, if they, I know they were filming their intros and stuff. I hope they film one with Sammy. I don't know if they did or not, but.
Even McKenna Hassey got in.
Yeah, there's a ton of people that are in the game as competitors, and I'm wondering if you can play as them or not. I think it's peculiar that they haven't come out and said yes or no on that. And I've already seen people bitching like, oh, well, this is bullshit. Why even have him in the game if I can't play as him? And I think, like, yeah, you're right. I agree. But, like, you know, would you rather not have him at all? I think they had the option on the late model side, especially of just paying like $200 to be in the game. And why wouldn't you pay that for exposure? So I get both sides of it. But yeah, I hope I can play as Bobby Pierce. Love the guy. You know, I wish Ricky Weiss did one more season with the World of Outlaws so that I could play as him in a video game. So we'll see. We'll see what they do with all that.
And then you can plug your stuff. So in case people
We're from the Always Race Day podcast, or check us out, same username on Twitter and Facebook, and alwaysracedaycom is our website. Basically a lot more dirt stuff, but we do cover NASCAR, IndyCar, and my co-host Damon is a huge NHRA guy, so we do a little bit of drag racing as well. But a lot of dirt stuff, a lot of World of Outlaws, top level national dirt tours, and we try to keep it light. We don't we get serious sometimes and we'll get bitchy, but we'll never not shoot you straight, I guess. So thanks for having me. I appreciate you taking the time, man.
I appreciate it, because you, like I said, you were the first one I knew that had drivers and stuff talking Sunday.
Yeah, it was kind of, it was like a little dirt media day, and you'll never get that at any, maybe if you go down to Volusia, you can kind of sneak into the World of Outlaws stuff, but you'll never get that anywhere. And I had like an hour and a half of rain delay to just go and talk to any driver I wanted to. And that's probably the coolest aspect of dirt racing and what I do. And if you give me like that time to hustle and do my thing, I'm absolutely going to take advantage of it. So.
Yeah, and Mav had a bunch of time to fill. I was surprised they came back live.
I didn't even realize that they had a chopper. I would have figured it was a drone or something. They have a helicopter up there.
But some of the shots were neat.
Yeah, I think so too. But I feel like a drone's got to be able to get the same thing, right?
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know. Maybe the camera you can put in a chopper is much bigger. I would assume that's the case, and that's probably the pro versus the con of having a chopper, and maybe someone already had one. So it's cool that they have a chopper. I'm not, you know, NASCAR has a blimp. There's like 26 blimps in the world. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
Go down a rabbit hole if you ever want to. How many blimps there are in the entire world. It's shockingly low.
Yeah. I can't think of anything else, but thanks for coming on and helping us on this.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thanks for having me. If you get your co-hosts on here, I'll come on anytime. Okay. Let me know. Just shoot me a message.
Alrighty, thanks.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one. Thank you. Alrighty.
Now looking at the World Nationals from Friday night, we'll start with the sport mode. Your winner was the 5T of Tyler Edmonds. Second, the 01 Brayden Carter. Third was the 53 of Logan Herbie Anderson. Fourth, the T23 of Tony Olsen. Fifth, the 2K of Taylor Kroll. Jarek Ferenczen was sixth. Seventh, the 19J of Janae Gustin. Eighth, the 17 Dylan Van Wyk. Ninth was Dusty Mussolini. Darren Pufferson in the 5D was 10th. 11th, Jeffrey Taske in 4. 12th, the 15D of Craig Dorner. 13th was Kyle Olson in the K3. The 16SS of Kip Siemens. 15th was the 57K Ryan King. The 118 of Austin Stam in the 16th spot. 17th, the 2 junior Jesse Bodine. 18th went to the 55P of Michael Plate. Cole Quantum in the 88K was 19th. The rest were did not finishes. 20th, the 35 of Tyler Soppy. The 4T of Chance Titus was 21st. 22nd was Braden Richards in the 11R. 23rd was the 11 of Isaac Balicote. Cameron Spangler in the 216 was 24th. And 25th, Ty Rogers in the 8T. The rest that were there was Kevin Bethke in the 09B, 81 Dan Melton, the C19 of Cody Heichelman, Robert Pratava in the 13, the 80 of Tom Lathrop, Bo Jenkins in the 15, Jocelyn M. Elmquist in the 18, the 74, Cannon, Vincent, Scott Williams in the 90, in the 9, 30, Kinder Ellis, the 7 of Steve McLaughlin, the 128B of Kurt Smines, and Lynn Brock in the 57. In the hobby stocks, Calvin Hahn in the 37G was your winner. Second, Austin Neiman in the 5M. Third was the 4W John Watson. Fourth was the 6S of Adam Streeter. Tanner Jones in the 12T was fifth. Sixth, the 55X of Corey Vanderwald. Seventh, the 11K of William Kosterman. 8th was the 12K of Eric Knutson. 9th, the 77W of Andrew Burke. Matt Wall in the 20W was 10th. Keith Berg in the 25B was 11th. Lucas Smith in the 14L was 12th. 13th was 64H, Mark Kylebaugh. Caitlin Stirring in the 19 was 14th. 15th was the 19 double D, Danny Foster. 16th, the 9 of Logan Andrews. Dylan Lippi in the 3 was 17th, 18th. Went to Andy Pack, 19th to 78 M Matt Nelson. Zeke Wheeler in the 15 M was 20th. 21st Mitchell Thomas in the 14 T, 22nd, and did not finish. Was the 92 of Brandon Schneider. Ben Newhouse was 23rd, the 17X, and 47SW of Sam West. In the stock cars, your winner was the 77M, Jeff Mueller. Second, the 99DX, Dalton Murray. Third was Dylan Thornton in the 38T. Fourth was the one of Austin Kaplan. Fifth, the 99D, Damon Murray. Sixth, the KR1 of Caden Reynolds. Tyler Pickett in the 22 was seventh. Eighth was the 19J of Tim Ward. Ninth, the 20V of Dustin Viss. 78 of Andrew Berg was 10th. 11th was the 93X of Michael Jeanette. Dylan Slocum in the 94 was 12th, 13th, the 16th, Aaron Spangler. 14th, the 2 of David Archer. 15th, the 71 of David Brandes. 16th, the 8M of Austin Minders. 17th, the 37 of Kaylee Rollins. 18th was the 49 of Ian Huff. 19th, these rest were did not finish, is the 509 of Logan Larry. Tom Barry in the 11X was 20th. 21st was Shane Stutzman in 22S. 22nd, Troy Taylor. 23rd, Michael Smith and Nick Buxima. Buxima in the 12X was 24th. The others that were there were the 4 junior Russell Damming, Micah Heidelbaugh in the 72H, the 8 of Josh Capetta, Brandon Lehman, or Blake Lehman in 93, Tyler Travis in 23, the 85R of Tyler Carey, the 55X of Brent Mosdom, and the 3T of Scooter Durlin. In the modifieds, your winner was the 11X of Tom Barry. Second, the 26J of Joel Ross. Third, the 19G of Richie Gustin. Fourth, the 38T of Dylan Thornton. Fifth, the 4TW of Tim Ward. 6th, the 21K of Kyle Brown. 7th was the 5L of Cody Laney. 8th was the 82 of Jake McBurney. Danny Eckridge in the 50 was 9th. 10th was the 48J of Jacob Murray. Zach Rollins in the 2Z was 11th. 12th. In the 111 was Ethan Broxima. In the 21 TT was Tyler Drossi. It's 13th. 14th, the JD Ollinger in the 12X. David Brown in the 21D was 15th. 16th, 99 of Charlie Moore. Dustin Canoeing in 56 was 17th. 19th. Matt Warner in 93, the 103 of Brecken Kleinschmidt was 19th. 63M Matt McKean is 20th. The rest did not start or did not finishes. 21st was the 99X of Dalton Murray. Ryan Dehoom in the 21T was 22nd, 23rd. Cody Thompson in the 25C and the 24th, the 05 of Paul Nagel. Also there was the 12 of Jordan Burtz, the 43S of Scott Simonovic, the 07 of Mike Schmidt, the 5 of Jason Morehouse, the 3W Garrett Wilson, Jacob Schneider, 98, the 40RC of Rob Clement, the 43B of Tommy Blamer, Dennis Beetzler in the 57B, the 19S of Chase Warmer, and then Robert Moore in the 2B. Sport Compacts, your winner was Kobe Saban. Second in the 9. Second was the 9, the 89 of Christian Grady. Third, the 16 of Curtis Masterson. Mitchell Bunch in the 83B was 4th. Fifth, the 31D of Blake Driscoll. Sixth, the 65C of Colton Stewart. Matt Miller was in 29 was 7th. 8th, Dayton Falloon in the 51X. David Kimmel in the 33K was 9th. Logan Clausen in 10 was scored 10th. 11th, the 630C of Jaden Massey. Twelfth, the 5 of Larry Warner. Jeremy Wheeler in the 69M was 13th. 14th was Nolan Brecken in the 13T. And 15th, the 17SG of Stephanie Spangler. The Marshalltown on Saturday night trying to beat the rain. The Sport Mods, first up. Your winner was the 01 Braden Carter. Second, the T23 of Tony Olson. Third, the 19J of Janae Gustin. Fourth was the 53er Logan Herbie Anderson. Fifth, 33 Jared Ferenczen. Taylor Kroll was 6th in the 2K. 11th, 7th was 11 of Isaac Malico. Austin Stamm in the 118. Was 8th, 9th, the 22 junior of Brady Hilmer. 10th, the 5D of Darren Peterson. Jeffrey Tusky, the 4 was 11th. 12th, of K3 of Kyle Olson. Michael Play in the 55P was 13th. 14th, was Braden Richards in 11R. 15th, the 88K of Cole Collum. 16th, the 8T of Ty Rogers. 17th, the 81 of Dan Milton. The rest were did not finishes. 18th, the 2 junior Jesse Bodden. Colton Lizzie in 29 was 19th. 20th, was 15D Craig Dorner. Robert Pratava in the 13 was 21st. 22nd, the 57K Ryan King. Kurt Spines in the 128B was 23rd. 24th, the 5T Tyler Edmond. Also there was the C19 of Cody Heschelman. Chance Titus in the 4T, Bo Jenkins in 15-8, Tom Lightrip in 7th was Steve McLaughlin. In hobby stocks, your winner was the 11K William Kulsterman. 2nd, the 4W John Watson. 3rd, the 12K Eric Knutson. 4th, the 47SW of Sam West. 5th was was the fourth seed at Kurt Reed, 6 to 56 J. Dalton Cody. Matt Wall, the 20W was 7th, 8th, the 55 X of Corey Vanderwell. Tanner Jones in the 12T was 9th, 10th, Adam Strader, the 06S, 64H was 11th, and Mark Heidelbaum. Jordan Fisher, 52, was 12th. 13th was 77W, Andrew Burke. 14th, the 9, Logan Andrews. 15th, the 19, Caitlin Skirring. 16th was the 17, Andy Peck. 17th, the 88N, Matt Nelson. Ben Newhouse in the 17X was 18th. 19th, the 25D, Keith Berg. And Murray Vanderwell in the 55XL was 20th. In the stock cars, your winner was Jeff Mueller in 77M. Second, 99D, Damon Murray. Third, the 99X, Dalton Murray. Fourth, the 1 of Austin Kaplan. Fifth, 32, Tom Cannon. Sixth, the KR1 of Caden Reynolds. The 12X of Nick Buxema was 7th. 8th, the 20V of Dustin Viss. 9th, the 19J of Jay Schmidt. 10th was 93X of Michael Jeanette. Mathiah Heidelbaugh in the 72H was 11th. 12th, the 8M of Austin Minders. 13th was Jared Daggett in 22D. 14th was the 2 of David Archer. 15th, the 22 of Tyler Pickett. 16th, the 22S of Shane Stutzman. The 55 junior of Greg Taylor was 17th. 18th, the 37 of Mike Smith was 18th. Logan Larry in the 509 was 19th. 20th, the 23 HR of Rod Richards. 21st, the 55X of Brent Mosdom. Scooter Doolin in the 3T was 22nd. The rest did not finish. The 4A of Brandon Siebold was 23rd, 24th, 94, Dylan Slocum. They were fought. The others in competition were Ian Huff in 49, Michael Smith in 31, Blake Lehman in 93, the 85R of Tyler Carey, and the 80 and the 78B of Andrew Berg. Modified, your winner was Joel Rustin, 26J. Second, the 21K of Kyle Brown. Third, the 5L Cody Laney. Fourth, went to the 19G Richie Gustin. Fifth, the 3 of Kelly Shyrock. Tyler Drosty in the 21TT was in 6th. Seventh, Ryan Merritland in the 4. 8th was the Susie Zach Rollins. J.G. Allinger in the 12X was 9th. 10th, the 3W Garrett Wilson. 11th was the 99X of Dalton Murray. The 6th of Connor Wilziski. And the 6th was 12th. 13th, the 19S of Chase Weimer. Jerry Walensky in 9 was 14th. 15th, the 43S of Scott Simonovich. 16th was the 63M of Matt McKinnon. 17th, the 103 of Brecken Kleinschmidt. David Brown, the wrestler, did not finish his. David Brown in 21D was 18th, 19th to 12th, Jordan Bartz. Mike Schmidt in the 07 was 20th, 21st to 56th, Darren Canoeing. Dennis Blitzer in the 57B. Ryan DeHoom in the 21T. And it was 23rd, 24th, the 48J of Jacob Murray. Also there was the 43B of Tommy Belmer, the 40RC of Rob Clement, the 98 of Jacob Snyder, and the 2B of Robert Moore. The Sport Complex never got the run, but this would have been their order. Let's tell you the cars that were there. The 89 Christian Grady, the 9 Cody Sabin, the 29 of Matt Miller, the 630C of Jaden Massey, Curtis Masterson in 16, David Kimmel in the 33K, in the 95 Michael Holtze, and Larry Warner in the 5. Upcoming racing action for this weekend. 3-day Sprint Invaders for their final 3 races starting tomorrow night at Lee County Speedway. Saturday night at the 34 Raceway with IMCA Modifieds and the Hart Limited Modified Tour. And then Sunday at the Adams County Speedway in Illinois. Thanks for listening to another edition of the Dirt Racing Podcast. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for listening to the Dirt Racing Podcast with Marshall Hayes. Follow us on Twitter at dirt_podcast or on Facebook at the Dirt Racing Podcast.